Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You know, when you're messing with a dude, it's different precautions. Like, I can't naturally get with. I mean,
okay,
I have
sometimes.
But I can't naturally. The first time I was trying to deal with somebody with a strap, this is my, y'all can put context together. I was trying to deal with it out for him. I was trying to be like more submissive just for their manhood, but it was like I just was uncomfortable.
I'm ready to bust a nut.
Yeah, I'm ready to get down.
Okay,
because at this point, like, some of the trans men want to talk with me, I'd be like, okay, yeah, we can, but are you willing to bend over?
Right,
if you're not, then it's not necessarily gonna
work.
Would
you do that?
Yeah,
have you? Yeah,
so you have
bend
like
over a trans man?
Yeah.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
I like. Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay. Welcome back to your favorite show in the whole wide universe. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and comment. Turn your post notifications on.
Shout out to everybody tuned into our podcast. I love that noise. It was giving really gay and excited, okay? And shout out to everybody tuned in through Patreon. If you have not subscribed to our Patreon, subscribe now. We got exclusive content, our full episodes, and just so much more.
Absolutely.
We lit over there.
Yeah. Come see us. See what's going on over there. You might see something you ain't seen on the YouTube.
You definitely gonna see some shit you ain't seen on YouTube.
Come see us. Hey, so let me go ahead and get into the introduction for my special guest for today, okay? All right, so our guest coming by today to talk about a whole lot of gay shit is Mr. Ace B. King, okay?
Hey.
TikTok star, content creator, proud member of the LGBTQ plus community, and he is a Sagittarius, let's be clear. Known for his comedy content, he gained fame through his TikTok content, which now on his TikTok, he has over 3.2 million followers, okay? YouTube is lit, vlogs are lit, and you might have known him from his popular trend, Do You Know You're Megan? Okay, also has a very viral freestyle out there called Mind Your Business. Snapped on that. Yeah, you can check it out on his pin post, you feel me? But he's definitely somebody that empowers the community and speaks authentically and gets everyone to just be themselves, okay? So please welcome to the show one of my future baby daddies, Mr. Ace B. King.
If y'all been tuned in, Britt got like about three of them.
That's why I had to be honest, baby, okay? I got options, okay? But you definitely up there with the top three. Okay?
Y'all baby gonna be light skinned.
It's giving, you know, that's really my child.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to make it look like me.
Hey, I get down.
Okay. Period. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yes,
I'm feeling real good. Show, I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
No,
yes.
thank you.
Y'all.
So when we seen you come with previous guests, and we was like, before we even started our show, like, well, we was supposed to, supposed to start in 2020, which it got held back. Mm-hmm. So before we really kicked it off, you've been on our wish list. So when we see you with the couple, we're like, yo, we want you too.
Yeah.
And the fact that you really showed up mean a lot to us.
No, thank y'all for having me.
We really appreciate it. Okay.
I love how the universe always just works out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's always going to work, especially when you're genuine. It's okay. It's going to work in your favor. You
Hello.
Know?
I love yeah. that.
Fuck that.
So, look, how we start off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles. All right. And I ain't going to lie, we do need to mix it up because sometimes we be having boys up on here. Oh, but
some boy jokes.
Yeah, it's mostly
jokes. Yeah.
It's mostly lesbian riddles. So you can reach into that Skittle bag. So there should be a riddle in there.
Let's see.
Okay, but look, so I do want to tell you, if you get it wrong, we all got to take a shot.
Oh. If you get it right, we all got to take a shot.
And the first thing is about a lesbian.
Yeah.
Well, you know about lesbians because you like your lesbian or two. So
let's see what is.
Yeah, let's get it.
What's a lesbian's favorite earring?
That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah.
I wouldn't have even thought, but that makes so
Damn,
much sense.
That's like
is
perfect.
It? What number
it gotta
is it?
Be.
It's 79.
It literally it gotta be, right?
Yeah, and my dumb ass.
If it's not that, like, I'm done with this game.
First of all,
he likes studs.
I like my studs. I like my studs. You know
That's
me.
So crazy. This was not planned either, like, the way you just picked that one out. You like your studs. Okay? You know
yeah, me. It's studs. My dumbass. Yes.
That's so fucking crazy.
You know what,
Ace?
Y'all? We're taking a shot to victory,
yeah.
all
right? Yeah, because, like, people don't get these right, so... Yeah. That is so That's fucking crazy. Ironic.
I like what I like. I can't. What can I say? I like what I like.
That's crazy.
Make sure y'all get y'all shot glasses at onhomoshow.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ace, you can keep that shot glass too, by the way.
Hey, these bitches are thick.
Oh, yes. It ain't no joke.
Good quality.
These Look. Bitches are real thick.
Good job.
That's it.
No, that's just one. Okay. He's like, I'm about to keep eating y'all bitches up. What's
yeah,
next?
It's a game show at this point, bitch.
Okay.
I want to win.
What's next?
I'm on a roll. Okay.
So we about to get into a whole lot of gay shit, Ace. Like she said earlier, you were definitely on our wish list from the beginning. So it's an honor to have you here give you your flowers and give you a platform to really speak from a perspective of like, get to know me. Because mm-hmm. people think they see people on social media and they think they know their whole life story. Mm-hmm. So we don't give them to them raw. We don't give them to them real. You know what I'm saying? Today.
Yeah.
No Vaseline, okay? Pause.
Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Oh, that's the bougie Vaseline. I hate you.
All right, so next we're going to get into your coming out story.
Okay.
So please let us know who, what, when, where, why, how. Was it for you coming up out that closet?
I actually was like pushed out the closet by a family member. Mm. We were just arguing with our cousin, you know, like I felt comfortable enough. Like it was before, like I was about to go into freshman year. Mm. So I knew who I was at that point, especially like I'm watching gay marriage get legalized and I'm crying like, no, bitch, you're gay too. So like,
cause ain't no straight man crying
ain't no straight man crying about that. And so I like told my sisters and my cousins, and then one day me and my cousin got to a big argument and she told my dad and shit. And then it was just like, after that, you just Damn. Was out the closet. But nobody really like gave me weird energy.
Yeah.
But it was a shift, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it made it a little better once I became who I became. Y'all thought y'all was gonna stop me.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So like, I feel like everything full circle. Like, I'm close with my family now, but it's like, damn. But I'm glad I was pushed out, if that makes sense, because who knows? There's people still 23 not out the closet. And
33.
Yeah.
43.
Whole family.
Queen Latifah just came out last year.
All right. Like, don't.
Queen Latifah just came out last year.
You're a lie. She came out and set it off. Hello, bitch. Couldn't those straight bitch play that role? Oh, we.
Day after day.
I hate you. I hate you.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But hold on. So did you have like feminine traits and stuff? Like, did your folks already know or not?
Yeah. My mom said like she already knew. Cause like, I guess I have feminine traits. Like, I remember like people telling me like, you don't have to walk. Like, why you walk like that? Or put bass in your voice. Ooh. Or shit like that. Like, it was just little stuff. It'd be like, okay, like, am I acting like a girl too much? It just was very conflicting until I was able to be like, okay, I don't really feel like you're acting like a certain gender. It's just who you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even with clothes, I don't feel like clothes have a dick or a pussy. So
right.
Like, If I look good in what I look good in, I look good in it. And yes. That's it. So I really don't, the stereo, like the labels, just too much for me. Too much for me.
Yeah, we go through that too with people trying to say like, we act like men. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, how about I'm just dominant?
Yeah.
How about I'm just a fucking boss? How about I'm just a little, you know what I'm saying, aggressive or something like that. You feel me? But we also know like men, we feel like y'all have it a little harder than women. Mm. Would you agree to that when it comes to like sexuality, coming out the closet and just owning like you're gay?
I feel like the acceptance. I feel like people accept women being gay way easier than they do men. Cause I just think it's just the how times were and are, that like seeing two masculine presenting people be in love or have that type of affection is kind of like, oh, that's weird. Like it's supposed to be masculine and feminine, like man and woman. Supposed to be.
They stuck on that.
Yeah, and it's just like, even, I don't know, like, because even from lesbians, like, some lesbians, like, why do you even, like dudes? It's just like, I don't know.
How a lesbian say that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Lesbians have asked you, why do you
like dudes? Yeah, like, studs, like, why do you even, like, or, like, they'll be, like, basically questioning, like, if I would go back to dudes when I'm talking to them, which, I mean, I have, but, like, it's just, like,
wait, so when you're talking, let's catch this. Let's catch this, okay? Yeah, so when you're talking to a stud, they're asking you, why don't you just go back to dudes?
Or would I go back? Or like, would you go back to dudes? Am I sure? Am I comfortable? Like, you know, like, am I for certain?
Studs that you are talking to.
Yeah. Or like, you know, entertaining. You know, I'm not going to say talking because people think, like, when you say talking, it's just like, oh, this is set in stone.
Yeah.
But like, no, like, I be entertaining people.
Yeah.
We all... Well, dang, I can't say we all. But...
You got to cut that shit off after this interview, okay? This one gonna be daddy. I'm here to let y'all motherfuckers know. Y'all want to know who we entertaining? It's gonna be me. I'm about to be in Nashville tomorrow.
I know that's right.
What
are
you talking about?
I know that's right.
I love Nashville.
I'm gonna do a recap of all your baby daddies.
All
right.
Well, y'all can all meet each other and we'll figure something
have
out.
Have a reunion. That's
Brent's babies.
We gonna need a babysitter.
They gonna look like Asian, dark skin, light skin.
Okay.
They gonna like an orphan.
A very cultured baby is what I'm gonna have. Period. Okay, so let's talk about you stepping on the scene and like your first viral moment. For you, from what you can remember, what's like your first viral moment?
My first viral moment, it was actually before TikTok. I remember B. Simone did this like B. Simone tone challenge where you like mimic her voice.
I remember that.
And I won it. Like I won. And that was the first time like I was like, damn. People following me, like, I can do this for a living. Like, bitch, I'm naturally funny. Like, I can eat that up. Like, this is easy. So, like, that was honestly my first viral moment. But, like, outside of a challenge, like, TikTok came out. I literally did this video, like, saying different words of period. It wasn't, this was before Do You Know Your Makeup. I was still in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I did, like, words rhyming with period. It was literally the stupidest video ever.
It's always the shit. It's always plan to go viral when it goes viral.
And then like that shit went up and I was like, okay, let me do it again. And then like I would get like, I used to think back then, like even if you hit 10K, that's viral. Like fuck, 10,000 people watched you. That's crazy. So like even seeing like 10,000, I was like, okay, let me keep going. And then it would just grow and grow. And then finally, when I got out of school and that Do You Know You're Megan Baby shit, it went up.
You know you're Megan.
It went up. And the fact that people still saying that, like, I made that for
you. If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Years ago.
So what do that
mean? I love that
so
saying. I was in the club like, hey, so when she played that Mega, I said, do you know you're a Megan?
So what do that mean? I don't know that.
It's just like, do you know Megan? Megan Thee Stallion, like, when she comes on, I need to hear you reciting them lyrics.
Oh, okay, Not,
you bar for bar with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Megan be spitting.
Yes, Megan do.
She's an Aquarius. She know that, right?
And yeah, she did. She a little freak. She a little freak. But that's the thing. And then also in that time, Megan was like a new and upcoming artist. So I was like, let me do my one. But even with Megan, like, she kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But it's okay.
Why?
Because, like, I helped you sell 500,000 copies of Captain Hook. Where my recognition? I was blaming on Quay in the video and not me. Like,
she hit you up.
No, I mean she mentioned me in her lives. But like, if you gonna say my name, girl, let's hug. Let's hang out.
Okay, like, period. See, come get me.
That is
me out. I want to drive a boat.
That is a thing we've seen, you know, with TikTok. Like, a lot of dancers or influencers have made songs viral. Mm-hmm. So what should they receive in return?
Right.
Like recognition, like at least pull up on my music video, right?
Mm-hmm. At least.
Like if you made up, especially if you made up a dance, like do that shit in my music video. Cause a lot of these dances is really what's making these songs go
That's
viral.
Literally.
You know what I mean? So.
And different trends. It's just like different trends. Like I literally remember like, it was like a few days after I posted the Do You Know Your Megan Baby trend. It was getting millions of views like a few days later. She was like, oh, I just sold over 500,000 copies. I was like, fuck. I said, I ate that up for you.
Okay.
I said, I ate
Where's
that up
Where's my 5%?
And at that point, I was like, I'm going to start saying, do you know your ace?
Okay.
I was like, what's going on? I didn't just get in that booth with you. But like, no, it's cool. Like, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to come by one day.
Yeah. And a good thing is like, you're still young. And if you didn't want to do it again. Like,
you young as hell.
You in your prime.
And I be trying to rush myself too. That's I be trying to put myself on the pedal. Like, bitches I beef with back in the day, I be like, damn, but like, am I keeping up, but like, more so like, what am I giving them? Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, am I giving them room to talk shit about me? Mm-hmm. But then I have to remind myself, like, I'm 22. I'm still like learning.
You're so young.
I'm still learning. And like, these bitches be, no shade.
Yeah.
Older, but these bitches be like older than me and like doing weird shit. No, not weird shit though.
I think especially with social media is like everybody's trying to keep up with everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Where like even if you got more even if somebody got more followers than you, don't necessarily they got more money than you, or don't necessarily mean that they're happy, or if it's just a fake world that we all try to keep up with. And it's like, even mentally, let's say you're 22 and you got 3 million followers, you might not even have the mindset of a 32-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is a lot of grace and just like being able to break up the like virtual world and reality, and it gets really conflicted.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know how to do that. Like, even me being an influencer and hanging out with, I just be like, some of y'all really don't have the concept of this internet shit and reality, especially when it comes to like how I hold relationships and how I know how to hold relationships. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to that internet shit, it get a little sticky because bitches be joking or be like, you let everybody state their opinion how people want to state their opinion, and I just walk with love at this point. It's too much within the influencer community. And that's why I used to just always stay to myself too when doing this shit. But when I branched out, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, because it's so crazy. Because I heard like stuff where you like, my real friends. But I could just see how like, yo, if you booming on TikTok.
Booming! Like,
if you going up, let's... shit, baby boomer. All right. Let's link up and like create content or something. But then people think that y'all are like
best friends.
It's
not giving best friends. It's giving we linked up for a video.
Literally.
Yeah. So it's
the internet, like you just said, like the internet versus reality, it's two different things. And I learned that when I moved to Atlanta. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, I'm very small town, okay? So I done seen people with millions of followers. I get down here, they down bad. They on coke. They ain't got a pot to piss in. They got an air mattress. But on social media, millions of followers. So for me, it made me stop looking at people like, the social media shit ain't nothing.
Yeah.
What you got going on in your real life? Right. This is just for entertainment. But the people in the comments, they get lost in that and they don't understand that. And then they start holding you to a certain level. Like, baby, I'm human being.
Right.
I can have
like
a bad day. I can crash out. I can look crazy today. What is you talking about?
Yeah. And are you like, fuck even the money and the following? Like, are you happy? Because a regular motherfucker that might be working a 9-to-5 that got 500 followers might be really happy, where we just assume because you got this like following that you just.
Yeah.
They have no worries in the world. Like, you're just on top of the world. Yeah. So I respect and I feel your humbleness. Like, when I met you, I'm like, okay, he's a real ass little dude.
Yeah, you know.
And I always get that from your Instagram. Like, girl, I'm talking about girl. My bad.
No, you good.
I said, girl, you good. Like,
girl,
you know me? But like, I really follow you and I really fuck with you. Like, yeah. I told you in the club, I was so drunk. I'm like, bitch, you was in Puerto Rico. I love that for you. You was out there just being with the earth, being with nature. Like, cause I know you're like really big on social media. So like, I love that for you. Like, being in a place where like, they don't care about none of that shit.
Yeah, they really don't.
They don't matter out there. She from Puerto Rico.
And then even after
he went to your motherland.
I'm Puerto Rican.
He did more work in your fucking country than you did, bitch. He was out there farming and everything.
Damn,
you ain't go, never farmed
go
nothing.
Go help the island.
That bitch ain't do nothing in Africa. Fuck that thing.
Fuck the pause.
Hold on.
Like, what you doing in Africa?
Two more.
If I didn't go to Puerto Rico and really even ground myself like I did, I would be lost. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I've been, like, on my own doing this shit for 4 years. Like, no job, no 9-to-5, like, sitting in the house. And, like, yeah, the momentum at first was, it was fast. It was very fast. But if you don't have the right team of people behind you when you are blowing up fast, shit can get really lonely still, too. And then your personal life and having to build relationships with people that can also get in the way.
Yeah.
So people like that Puerto Rico shit really did. It showed me a lot. I even though I was on the internet, I wasn't on the internet. Mm-hmm. And even coming back home and implementing that within my life and like my relationships with people and moving with every day. Like I got back into society recently with that little Amazon shit I've been doing recently. It's like, it's just, it feels good to me to be, I know who I am. It's like, I need to be hands-on or I'm going to sit in the house, smoke every day and lose my personality. Then y'all going to be looking like Ace fell the fuck off for real because this bitch don't even know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that people need to touch grass.
Yeah, for sure.
To be them and not necessarily try to keep up with the people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was getting to that point of trying to like always keep up with people, and then instead of influencing being something I was having fun with, it started becoming a job, and I don't want it to be a job. Yeah. I never wanted this to be a job. I just always wanted to make people happy and smile and laugh. Like, this is not, like, yeah, I want it to be, like, pay for my life, pay my dues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, getting into it to where I'm stressing about it and stressing when the next promo gonna come or is the company in China gonna wake up in time to pay me my motherfucking money for my rent this month? Like, I'd rather just be hands-on and go do my farm and do my one and post when I want to post and go live when I want to go live.
On your TikTok and everything, like, you're posting videos of you and your Amazon Fit. First of all, you're making content on the clock. Hello. Literally.
Bitch, I'll be watching your fucking days at work. I'll be like, hold on. But am I about to go to Amazon and give me a little quick 1,000 a week? Hold
but
on.
I do love the fact that you're just keeping 100% real. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing with the internet that people might be working a fucking day job, which nothing wrong with, but they won't show it.
Mm-hmm. That part.
And they might take a picture by a car that they'll let people assume that's their car. And they're waiting on their Uber, which nothing's wrong with that neither.
Yeah, nothing is wrong with it.
But it is this perception where, like, sometimes I think we're getting back to the point where people love real. Mm-hmm. And, like, even though some comments might be like, you fell off or whatever, but some people be like, oh, this motherfucker just a regular ass human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how have you dealt with, like, backlash of you working for Amazon and having 3 million followers?
Are you working for Amazon?
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
Amazon is Amazon working for you.
Hello!
Let's be clear
no,
on that
because
part, too, okay?
No, because I...
It looks like you got a lot of freedom out there. You're doing what you want. Email me.
Now, you know, what I'll say, when I got into the job, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go into the job thinking, like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do because I don't need this job. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to be a product of society. Like, I'm not going to go in here feeling like I'm a hot horse. So, like, when y'all see me on live and doing shit, it's because I got my shit done. Yeah. Like, I'm on break. Like, y'all not finna force me or do whatever the fuck. Like, I get, like, a video of me is circling on the internet now of me talking my shit while I was on break. People's like, he's gonna get fired. I'm like, if I get fired, I get fired. Like,
right.
And that's the thing about this job. It's like, not like, oh, I got this job because I'm for real, real life struggling. No, yeah. I got this job because I need discipline. I need to get the fuck out the house. I need to be able to get up and go do something for hours of a day and not want to just sit and smoke. Everybody, some people was different. People was blessed. Some other people that was blessed to be in my position, not work for 4 years, maybe they would be different. But me, I know how I get if I sit in the house and not be at work, not be there, not be attentive to myself and my needs. It just gets bad. It's not cute. I'm but not look, ace.
If you are a content creator, you can create content on what you're doing, right? Yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, even as I've been DJing for years, okay?
BC, before Less, Christ.
Like, 17 years, all right? Where I'm
she
just...
She was DJing Beethoven.
Oh, my God.
Let her go.
Orchestra. She was an orchestrator.
Let's give her her shine. Let's let her shine. That's my hype man, by the way.
Bitch, don't tickle his nuts. All right.
Grow up, bitch.
All right.
Period. All right, grow up.
All right.
But, like, while I'm getting booked to DJ, now I might record myself. Mm-hmm. That party might be a little dead, but now I could drop this on YouTube. I could drop this as an audio. Yeah. I could do this. You know what I mean? And although these are two totally different things, it's low-key the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're like, yo, I can't drop content because I'm at my day job, is one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're dropping content and getting paid at your day job and because of this content, hey, you're 22.
Literally. You're 20 fucking two.
And what I could say, like, to give you, like, grace on that end, like, I didn't know nothing about credit at 22. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, I was outside.
I didn't think about savings because you think you got for forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can only imagine, especially after COVID, like, I think everybody was seeing, especially as a creator, y'all was seeing crazy money that you just thought might always come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, like, please don't be hard on yourself because, like, even now, I think, yo, if you can create content on the clock, you knocking out two things at once. Mm-hmm. And if you know that, like, you're not that productive, if you don't got a day job, then you doing what the best is, like, what's best for you.
Yeah, and it's not, it's like, I don't know. My work ethic is very, I'm very stern on myself when it comes to my, even my content, I'm very stern on myself. And it's like, I don't want it to be a job. Like, my content does not need to be my job. Yeah. It needs to be my hobby. It needs to be my side hustle. Because stressing about that,
not stressing about, but you could definitely turn $3 million. I mean,
$3 million to $3 million. Yeah, for sure.
But you have a background. So, like, were you into theater, I think?
Yeah, I was into theater. I'm actually supposed to be auditioning for this college next month.
Yeah.
This theater college next month. So, that's cute.
But, so, like, content creating is just, like, something that you, that just happened. Yeah, but, like, I feel like you're really, like, in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to act.
I
want to
act. I want to do the Broadway one. Like, that's my hard. Dream. Like, that's what Ace came from. Like, in middle school, high school, I was in the arts. I was not playing with my rehearsals and all that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being casted as, like, that funny character, that's where Ace kind of came from. Because I've seen people laughing. I got to feel what it feels like of me actually making people laugh.
Yeah,
in an audience perspective, and then being chosen out of thousands of people to, like, be a part of Disney shits and all this, and I was like, okay, I can eat this up.
Yeah,
like, I think I've always had faith in myself without, like, necessarily the family support.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But, like, my brothers and sisters, of course, but, like, you know, that core, like, what we, like, just that awkwardness when you're growing up and you first come out of the closet, like, I'm gay, like what I like. I've always had my back, and then, you know, going through school and then the high school and then the show shit. It's just whatever.
Social media is just, it's very interesting to me, but that's just one thing that I hope is, like, because sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I see it getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know you from a can of paint, but I'm just big on energy. Like, I be seeing that pressure kind of get to you, but I like how you overcome, like, I'm gonna do what I know is best for myself. regardless of what y'all got me a stereotype, I'm supposed to be, I know what I need for myself. This shit right here is for entertainment. I really just kind of fell into this shit because I happened to go viral. But really, I want to be in a fucking movie. I want to be on Broadway, like you just said. So people don't understand that. And one thing I want to know, I mean, not know, but I want to let everybody know, like, well, being an entrepreneur, that's a whole different type of discipline that you got to have. I didn't quit my job till 2019, which was, Johnny had two apples. 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And when I first quit my job, I was sleeping all day. Like you just said, I don't want to be sitting around smoking weed. I need some discipline. So what works for you and the next person might not be the same thing. But for me, I was like, yo, I need me a schedule. I need to get up like I have a job. Like you just said, I need that foundation. Like, I need to get up at 6. I need to eat breakfast at 9 because you can get really comfortable and not having to answer to nobody else. I used to sleep from to like 6 p.m. like every day for like a month straight, bro, with no fucking discipline at all.
You can't be that happy inside. Like,
you're not getting nothing done.
Yeah, you gotta feel
if you
like...
if you want it to last. Because this shit is... Bro, I'm trying to tell you, like, being an entrepreneur, they don't understand. Like, that's why everybody in the comments... Y'all ain't never did nothing on y'all own to even understand what I'm going through.
Right. But
I never not had a job to even speak to me in a fact of like, oh, you fell off. Bitch, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But what I learned is you can't argue with an ignorant person and convince them that they're ignorant. You know what I'm saying? So you trying to prove a point to a motherfucker, and like 95% of the time, they're not doing better than you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't try to convince a motherfucker not doing better than you to understand where you're coming from.
Not even money-wise, but like moral-wise, mental health-wise.
And even how I said from the beginning is like, social media is a virtual reality where at the end of the day, your happiness matters, right? And sometimes, especially the younger generation, be thinking... Because you have this many people following you, that's where your happiness lies. Where when you know,
materialistic
like,
shit.
Bro, actually acting at this play would make me happier than all this.
Yes.
And I think that's really dope that, like, you getting in tune with that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you do got to follow what makes you happy. And what, like, how you were saying working to 2019 is, like, one thing, because when I moved to Atlanta, I was working.
Shout out to that PPP.
Okay.
I'm going to be 100 with you.
Not that retired.
Still be an entrepreneur without that PPP. I used mine very well. I invested my shit. Had it twice.
She got money.
I ain't wasted.
Both got money, all right?
Y'all ain't gonna use nothing against me. I ain't gonna let y'all know. I already let y'all know about it, motherfucker.
But the thing is, one thing I learned is, like, my friend Lala will always tell me, like, don't stop working until, like, you're losing money working. You know, like, and when I would...
Yeah, I used to be jealous of them because they quit their jobs first.
Yeah.
And I
but
was still working.
The thing is, like, once I started missing, like, can't go to get DJ gigs or can't go to, like, events that would be beneficial to me, I'm like, all right, I'm actually losing money working. You know what I mean? But if you're... That's why I said if you're on the clock... And you're making content that still could make you money on the back end. Yeah. It makes sense, but people don't get all that.
They don't get it.
And
but when
it ain't for you.
Start calling too much back to back. Oh, I'll see y'all later episode.
We'll see.
I gotta go to this audition.
Now, if you can't make auditions, or if you're like, yo, I can't go to this because I got my job. Fuck that job.
Exactly.
But, like, so I respect it. And
people that get it, get it. The people that don't.
Yeah, I'm in your comments defending you every time.
Like, you know, and I just be chilling.
Yeah.
I let them talk. I feel like then when they talk, it just gives me more traction. Like, I'm going to get more views and more money.
And that's one thing I learned about y'all motherfuckers. It's like, y'all love to argue back because, all right, as long as this is a minute. Because the whole time I'm like, because I'm just, at my grown age, I'm just learning.
Grown age.
Bitch. Every one of these Are You Backs is at least a minute long. They ain't do this on live. They stretch this Are You Back 10
part one.
10
come
clips.
Back for part two, and they gonna be back. People love, we get it too, because like when we up here speaking real shit, look, this part probably gonna skip. Now everybody getting some mess shit, now they gonna tune into this part right here.
Yeah.
And they gonna go ahead and fast forward, like, girl, fuck all that. All right, so let's get into it.
Okay.
So let me talk about the first time I really was introduced to you.
Okay.
From my memory, if I can remember correctly, what I remember you from. You were dating someone.
Yeah.
a trans man.
Yeah.
Gio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that was on the show. You got enough lip gloss on.
We should have been sitting beside each other. I mean,
no, we want Gio up here too. We love, let me tell you something. We fuck with.
That's cute. That's cute. Everybody. You know, I don't even have hate for Gio. Like, I want to see
And I
him
love that
good.
For you because if you I got hate for good. Somebody in your heart, you ain't going to never get nowhere in your
Your
life.
Energy is drained.
Exactly.
Like, you're drained if you hold hate for people. Like, I did used to not like them for sure.
Yeah.
For
I mean, that's
sure.
natural. Yeah, that's
for
natural.
Sure.
There's
a
lot
of bitches.
A
lot of my exes like, bitch, I hate you.
But now
I'm like, I wish you well.
Now, yeah, I wish you well.
Yeah, you got to get to that place. So that's where I know you from originally, right?
Me
so
too.
I thought that was interesting, though, because I'm not going to lie. That was my first time seeing a gay male dating a trans man, female to male. So what is your preference? Like, because you date studs, you didn't have the trans man. What is Ace's preference?
I just like...
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
Are you a top or a bottom? What is it?
I'm a verse.
I'm a verse. But people like get a mystery screw because, like I said, the clothes throw people off.
Yeah.
But like, no, I'm a verse. I'm very much so verse.
So when you're fucking with studs, like, are they bending you over or you bending the stud over?
I'm going to be honest. I've only been bent over by one stud.
Okay.
By one stud, I've only been bent over by one.
He said that three times. Look.
One. But other than that, nah.
You ain't like it?
It's just...
It felt different.
Strap.
The strap is just, if you don't know how to use that thing, it's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a, I'm not going to say, oh, it don't necessarily feel like a real dick because it feel like pressure still feel the same way to me. But it's like, it's just the motion of the ocean at the end of the day with the strap. If you just feel like you just have to ram that shit.
So what's tips on using the strap? I mean, I feel like only a man would give the best advice.
Honestly.
Like,
and what size should it be? Is there a certain size that it need to
just
be?
Just don't ram it. Like, and obviously when you're messing with a dude, it's different precautions. Like, I can't naturally get wet. I mean,
okay,
I have sometimes.
Ah!
But I can't naturally do my one, so like, I just need more steps. Like, you're gonna have to go. You're gonna have to. The girl's probably gonna have to get out her comfort box a little bit to like please me. Like,
suck some dick,
eat some ass. Like,
eat
do
some
your,
ass.
Do your one.
I get it.
Do your one.
The whole time I think it's the motion in the ocean.
He needs some foreplay.
Yeah, some foreplay.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
come on, baby.
Like, come on.
They just went around.
Yeah,
it's
like,
they excited.
So is it like the rotating the hips, or like are they just like thrusting it? When you say like just pounding, like
just,
is that like, are you trying to say like wine for me?
I'm not trying to be messy, but like.
Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
We're not talking about nobody specific. We're talking about a girl.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, just the first time I was trying to deal with somebody with a strap. This was my... Y'all can put context clues together. I was trying to deal with it. For him, I was trying to be, like, more submissive just for their manhood. But it was, like, I just was uncomfortable just, like, with them using it. Like, I don't know if it was... It was just the insert. That's, like, it's just the insert and the way you lead up to it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I would never know how to insert it in a man's.
Yeah. It's just
and sometimes
insert.
We and might not know how to do it with a girl. If a girl not vocal about it, we might think we killing that shit.
Yeah.
Like you said, we jackrabbit, pop, pop. She's like, hold on, wait a minute. You didn't even eat my pussy or lick my nip or nothing. Like when I was younger, I could only imagine how many times I had sex where I thought I was killing that shit. And that girl was like, bitch, I didn't like it at all. I just did it for your ego. You thought you was killing it, and I went along with it.
I look back at your face, and you
were. But, girl, I wasn't even wet.
Goodness.
Hey, good sex requires communication. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to have those hard conversations like, hey, you know, I don't really like it when you do that. Can you eat my ass? Yeah.
But some people are scared to do that, too, because sex is very awkward. It's an awkward thing. Yeah. Like, sex in general is very awkward.
Especially with, like, I can only imagine, like, a man and, like, a stud or, like, a man and, like, a trans.
Because you don't want to, like, so overcross their boundaries, too, because they view life in a different way now. So, like, imagine a man trying to come to a trans man and make him feel more feminine. Like, you know what I mean? In that way, it's like, you don't want to do that. So you let them have their time. But then it's also like, how long do I have to shield how I want to get
that
down
part,
for real?
Right. Because I'm ready to bust a nut. I'm
ready to get down.
Okay.
Because at this point, like, some of the trans men be want to talk to me, I'd be like, okay, we can. But are you willing to bend over?
Right.
If you're not, then it's not necessarily going to work.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Have you yet?
So you have like
a trans man?
Yeah.
But are you not bending him up, like in the ass or you just
no
doing
in
the coochie?
Yeah.
I mean no disrespect.
Yeah, no
I
disrespect.
I hope it's the coochie. Right. I hope the ass will
no
not
disrespect.
Be the first.
Yeah. Right. No, and that's even when we had Kyle on the episode. I don't. What do you call? I don't know. Mangina. All right, shout out to
Josiah
for the mangina because I don't want disrespect. But okay, so okay,
you what? For the first time I heard that. Mangina was with Josiah, so a lot of nigga, but that was the first time I heard that.
Yeah, fact. So okay, and it's not like you prefer D over that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I prefer either. Yeah. I don't think I prefer. It's what it is. Like
Is that best of both worlds?
Yeah,
it do feel like that.
Yeah,
you're just a little freak. That's
freaky
little
thing. My baby daddy in the building.
Boss Brick got a mangina.
It's a lot. I'm a real vagina.
I know that's right.
I'm a mangina.
So you ain't on no moans. You ain't on moans.
No, baby. It gets too wet.
I know that's right. You know, I actually fucked with a stud, and Hershey did not get wet.
That's all right. So, was it you?
Was she?
No,
it
but it was her. It was her. Like she told me.
Ace, I'm gonna tell you something.
Tell them.
The bitch ain't getting wet.
I know, y'all, but like
it might have been you, Ace.
That's I swear.
Because
you're
trying
to
get it wet, like
but
you like.
I asked. I would be like, "Is it me? Like, am I doing something?" She's like, "No, I just never get wet." Like
she. All coochie get wet.
I know. And
that's like.
Because you know why? Because stud pussy.
It's top tier. Let's be very fucking clear about that. Have you ever met a dick didn't get hard?
Have I made one get hard?
You said that hella fast.
Have I ever made one get hard?
Have you ever met a dick that didn't get hard?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, I feel like dick is meant to get hard and pussy's meant to get wet.
Yeah. So when that happened.
Somewhere right.
And if she watching this, girl, I don't know, but
she ain't know where her spot was at her sign. She ain't know.
But sometimes people pussy don't get wet. I mean, it ain't you. That's what I'm basically saying. It ain't you sometimes.
I know.
But as long as
we got to ask our sex
therapist. I'm not going to lie. No, because
like, is it true that pussy don't get wet, or is it like if the pussy ain't get wet, it's because of somebody else? I think all pussy gets wet.
That's what I thought.
Y'all don't
but
think
the
all
thing
pussy
is,
gets wet?
All right, so like maybe if a man was trying to get with me, my shit wouldn't get wet.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But if I wanted to be with him, like you're making it sound like she wanted to be with you, I would have been excited.
Come on, go chase some waterfalls.
I hate her. I hate you.
I see the rain dripping. Can you stand the rain?
Hello. I hate her.
All right, Ace. So listen. second part of this. Okay, let's go back. I can't read my handwriting. Okay, so I've seen you in, you like, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but your relationships get a little public.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
I saw you before Gio. I'm lying. I saw you before. No, wait. I did my homework. I went back. I'm a fan, bitch.
First of all, you and Gio came to our... When did they come to our party? Like in
2022? You don't even remember that, do you?
Like in 2022?
You came to 2021? Our party. Which goes to our next segment. You was there with Gio, Nas, and y'all other little social media looking group. It's what it looked like.
We bunch came to Atlanta?
Bunch of influencers. Yeah.
We had a party. To
members only.
Y'all was lit. I think we gave y'all a bottle. Damn.
Yeah. I think y'all gave us y'all, a section.
You had a section in the bottle. It wasn't, he didn't talk to us directly. I had hit up Nas for this, so, but you were with them.
I think I know. You were, y'all all together. Talking about.
So, let's just talk about, because this is something that's going on currently, even with your friends that we just had up here, our newest friends that we had up here, Josiah and CeCe, like, when you get around mutual friends and everybody become friends and everybody is da-da-da vibing out, but you were in a situation where you befriended someone from what it looked like, social media, you correct me if I'm wrong, and then they started dating your ex, okay? Is there a time limit? Is there any type of boundaries to a friend dating someone that you dealt with? And how close were you in that person for you to even feel some kind of way? Like, was it just for the internet? Were y'all really friends? Because it kind of seemed like y'all wasn't really friends. Yeah. It was just like content. So, like, what was it really giving when, let's be specific, Gio started dating Nas?
Yeah.
What was it really for you in retrospect? Because now this is time and past.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't grow up. You feel me? Like, speak real.
I feel like.
Y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you'll get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
Like, I'm so turned off by it. And like. Yeah. Even bringing relationships to the internet, I'm so turned off by it. Like, I haven't really brought a relationship to the internet since Gio. Like, since Gio, I don't really, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't really think y'all seen me with anybody else unless I posted a quick 1-2 seconds.
Head,
But then they gone the next month anyway. So it's fuck. Yeah, it's just better if I don't. That's what with that, even with, like, I really just, like, for my friend, like, me looking on the outside.
For Josiah and CeCe.
For Josiah and CeCe, I don't want them to get caught up in this shit. Like, even me and CeCe having a conversation the other day, I was like, she was telling me how, like, she don't even want to live in Houston no more because that's where, you know, everybody she's falling out with right now is up there. I was like, make Houston what you want to make it out of your, like, make it what you went there to do. Like, because even with me, I was going to move to Houston to be around other content creators and, like, feel like I had to be around other people just to flourish inside of my craft. But, like, it's all really about what you making it and not getting lost.
You said,
just, you know, not getting lost in social media. Even with that, like, for me looking, like, giving people advice within going through shit, for real.
So, basically, what I was getting into, though, right? Let's say you're in a relationship and you start dating somebody. If you introduce a friend to your relationship and they become mutual friends, if you and your spouse go separate ways, is that friend obligated to just stick by you? Are they supposed to remain neutral? Can they kick it with the other person without
you? That's so layered, too, because it's like, what's the time frame? How long were y'all together? Yeah. How close were we? It's a very layered situation.
Because I feel like a lot of social media people we see get into conflict like that. Like, you're kicking it with my ex. I brought you up here. You know what I'm saying?
And that happened to me with, like, my best friends.
Me too. That happened to me with,
like, my real best friends.
Yeah, my real best friend. It happened to me too. Like, and that's...
And it's like, is that our fault for, like...
For introducing, I feel like... Because with me and my best friend at that time, like, I introduced them to somebody who... I knew wasn't going to be around for, like, per se, the longest time because of the relationship. But, like, yeah, my best friend took in somebody that I kicked out of my house. And, like, I was like, I'm not going over your house until they leave.
Yeah.
I just had that stigma. But as time went on and me understanding, like, where I went wrong, it's like I was like, even though I did introduce him to y'all and like he's over there, I shouldn't have like made a stick in the mud to like make y'all feel like I feel some type of way about y'all, because y'all are my bitches. It's not even about y'all. It's about him being there.
Right.
But, and even with the whole situation of like me being the friend in the middle, I feel kind of the same way. Like I said, like I see where CeCe coming from, for example, because I've been in her shoes. I've been in the shoes to where my friends took somebody in that I didn't fuck with. And then it's like, okay, all you bitches is weird because, hey, I thought, like, I'm so real. Like, bitch, I'll never do this to you. Like, it'll be like, fuck no.
You just said it. I'll never do that to you.
I would never do that to you. And that's, and I feel like, even with my best friend, I'm not saying, it's just different dynamics. Like, Josiah and Dre is friends. I'm going to put their situation instead of mine. Like, they're friends, so necessarily it don't even have to be Michaela is close to Josiah. It's just that Michaela is the wife of just of Dre. So the fact that Josiah and Dre is close, it's kind of like Michaela got to respect her husband's wishes by, right. Yeah, Josiah can move in here.
See, hold up.
And be.
A lot of people might not be in tune to the situation, but from my perspective, before you just said that, I thought Michaela and CeCe were friends, mm-hmm. and Josiah just went to stay with Michaela, but the whole time it's Michaela's
husband
that Josiah's cool with.
Yeah.
See, I never even knew that part.
And even like, it's like, I know Michaela down to earth. I know all of them. Like, I know all of them. So I know like it isn't malicious, but then again, when you are dating and in love with somebody and something happens, it's like, you're going to look at your friends like, what the fuck are you doing? Because you're coming from a place of hurt at that point. Like, I don't care what nobody says. At that point, your heart is hurting. You're trying to you're lashing out. And that's where crash out comes from. It's because you're hurt. You're hurting. Like, it's just about how people perceive you. So I don't really feel like, I feel like it's just a misunderstanding on both ends. I feel like when it comes to situations like that, it needs to be conversations. Like, no matter how awkward you think it is, because then it's going to lead to something like this. It's going to be a big fallout when it don't need
to be. I think two reasons.
I hear your Nashville accent. It's so cute. He's like, I want to marry a real nigga. It's so cute.
But I think it's two things though, right? First thing is, if you're going to kick it with my friend, let me fucking know.
Yeah.
Because I could respect the real motherfucker.
But for what though? Because this is my house.
No.
So why I got to let you know what's going on in my house?
No, that's what? Yo.
Let me. There's two things I want to say about this.
Yeah.
The first part, I'm going to go back to you and your situation. It's like, what I learned is that it's not good to expect how you would move out of the next person. Mm-hmm. That's going to be at your downfall every single time.
Because we be thinking that's the right answer.
You're going to feel so let down. Like, but I would never do that. But they're not true, baby. So like, what's up? The second part is like, what I understood is that's his house as well. And that's her house. Why I got to text you, just let you know.
Because you're my fucking friend.
But they not that close, from what I understood.
Hold up. From what I seen is me and my bestie.
But that's
a
thing.
Single.
That's going back to social media. You and people on social media. Yes. It's like,
I never seen
CeCe and Michaela.
Never.
Yeah. And I'm saying that came with social. Like, they did grow a bond because of social media. Like, it is what it is. And maybe Josiah took the more initiative to build a relationship with Dre so that can happen. But, like, even with that, like, the difference between their situation and my situation is my friends told me, like, they came to me and told me, like, if you're going to be kicking King out, like, he don't have nowhere else to go.
I can respect that.
Who was King?
I did not mean to do that. But they was like, if you're going to be kicking, we're going to be... So we had that conversation. So I feel like that's where it gets sticky, because people don't like to have conversations with their friends. Like, me and
they
my...
They
want to
set like expectations.
People,
like, let's talk about it, bitch.
That awkward conversation is realer than not saying nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I do... All right. What you're saying, social media is one thing, and that's the crazy thing, because I'm... as a viewer, I'm just seeing the social media part, yeah. right? But on the back end, like, yo, if you don't feel comfortable in telling me, like, yo, like how you just said, hey, he ain't got nowhere to stay, I'm going to give him a place, I could respect that more than, like, you not texting me or you being sneaky. I don't like no sneaky shit.
Yeah.
But also, I think the second thing, well, I know you was going somewhere with it, too, but, like, the second thing I was going to say is circumstance. Now, if I'm very close... My mom. All right, bitch, you had to laugh that loud.
I didn't expect to see your mom right there. What she want? Nothing.
But...
Like, what do you want? You know, I know her mom.
What you want for Christmas, bitch?
Oh, my mama don't call me and ask me that no more.
All right, never mind. All right.
Sugar.
All right, but look, but also the circumstance, right? Because, like, if you're my close friend and this person done did you dirty, I can't, even if I fuck with them.
But there's always two sides to a story.
There are, but if I'm, I don't want. I don't know
that situation. Yeah. We don't.
I don't want to be specific about situation. I'm just saying in general as friends. That's why I don't want to go. But if I know you did my person dirty, like, I fuck with you, but morally I can't. I can't house you. If you, and I'm not speaking about nobody in general. Yeah. I mean, nobody specifically.
Yeah.
But I can't, if this is my very close friend and I got introduced to you by them and you did the, like, you hit them, I can't give you a place to stay. I just said generally. I'm not speaking about nobody.
As well, if somebody came to you and said that, you're only getting one side of the story. And that's what me, not even just you, me personally, I learned to stop taking people's sides, because when I actually got the full truth, because there's always three sides. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, both sides probably dead ass wrong. You probably hit them. You probably defended yourself. Mm-hmm. You probably said this. You probably, both of y'all motherfuckers probably dead ass wrong.
And I'm going to stay out of it.
Me personally, I'm going to stay out of it completely. To where if, all right, you come into my crib and you, I hate being so, I don't want to talk about the situation because I don't know about what the fuck they got going on. I really was more so speaking about you and your mutual friends and your mutual friend dating your ex and whoop, whoop, whoop. How we got here.
Don't really know.
But all I'm saying is just, I feel like everybody should, for one, not expect how you would move as a person out of somebody else. That's for one. For two, if you know somebody is a good-hearted person, they don't mean no malice, don't attack them.
Yeah.
Because you hurting. Yeah. You feel me? Because you, because I know how that feel, like, oh, you fucking with them, you fucking with the op. Mm-hmm. That's a simple-minded way to think. Honestly, it really is. Mm-hmm. Versus you being like, oh, I get that you fuck with them, you fuck with me. That's cool.
Because last week we was all cool.
We was all
so
kicking it.
So you can't expect me to hate somebody.
We was all kicking it. So now I'm going to just turn my back on them?
That's fact.
You got me fucked up. I don't think that shit is fair to treat you like that.
The only time, and even with friends, let's say, just in general, like, if you're my close friend and you fall out with somebody, the way you fall out with them, doesn't instantly make me not fuck with them, right?
Right.
So, like, it gotta be
valid as fuck. Yeah. Like, was you tripping, bitch?
And that's mm-hmm. grown because, like, yo, if you fall out with somebody, don't mean all your enemies is my enemies. Mm-hmm. Now, if you tell me they robbed you, yeah, I'm never fucking with them. You're a grimy ass person.
Yeah.
But if you just don't like them or whatever, then, like, bro, I'm not mad at them. Yeah. And I'm not gonna, like, I'm mad at them. Yeah. But if they just seem like a grimy ass person, I'm not gonna fuck with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where a lot of people got shit fucked up too. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't instantly, just naturally, you can't instantly hate somebody because your friend instantly hate them. Mm-hmm. Because when you do that and your friend was dating them, next 2 months they might be back together. Now you look crazy.
Right.
You look fake.
But I will say one thing, Ace. Karma's a bitch.
Hello.
You lose them how you get
them. Literally.
Some things just ain't really worth it.
Ace grabbing that can.
I'm only speaking from existence. I'm old as fuck. I'm only speaking from experience. something just not worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, so what? Yeah, we was just making TikToks and y'all what? So what? You know I fucked with that nigga.
Yeah.
It's really, but.
Look, we contradicting everything.
No, I'm saying.
But what?
You lose them how you get them.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen at the too end many of- long-term situations out of no shit that was built off of not a strong and loyal and solid foundation.
Yeah, no.
And that's no shade to nobody because y'all young. I'm 31. Ooh. I'm only saying this because ooh. I done been in y'all situation. I done dated friends and had my friend around this friend. Da, 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 blah, 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 blah. And girl, you just tripping. I ain't you and we that cool. I done been through all that. So.
I like a mature.
Hey, baby daddy.
And she get wet. And she get wet.
So it works. I don't need too much foreplay. All right, let's keep moving. All right. So next up. Is there any ex that you would spin the block for? Because you love spinning the block, low-key.
I do. Like I don't.
Dizzy,
think,
you dizzy.
I just like, I be ducky sometimes. Sometimes I be duckish. But like, spinning the block for an ex, like, in real life, no. Like.
Yeah. Do you think it can work, like, when you spin the block for exes? Like, do it really work? Or do it remind you of every reason why we never worked out in the first place?
I think it depends on your mindset. Because sometimes people do be like, let's start on a fresh slate. But like, I don't know. If my ex ain't doing nothing that's making me feel like, oh, okay, they will help like elevate my life in some type of way, then no, not really. Like, yeah. I just, like, I might joke around and be like, yeah, of course, all my exes is fine. Like, I'm not going to date nobody ugly. Like, yeah, I'll sit and have a but as far as, like, even me with relationships right now in general, like, I'm just not in a relationship-y mood. Like, I...
relationship-y, okay.
Like, I'm not in a relationship-y mood. Like, I'm just... I just want to be by myself, work to get to my farm and do my
farm.
Like, I'm not...
I'm one minute being a farm.
Yeah, like, I'm not on... Like, I'm not on that tip. So, like, I think if I had to choose anybody to spin the block for that I have shown y'all publicly... Just because he's fine. I would say Fendi.
I knew he was going to say Fendi.
Just because he's fine.
Is he... Let me tell you something about Fendi from what I've seen from the internet. Is he, like, super feminine? Is he dominant? Like, what is it giving? Because when I saw y'all together, I'm like, who... And maybe I need to erase gender roles and da-da-da. But I'm like, who is really holding it down when it comes to the...
Because me and Fendi wasn't even, like... We wasn't even, like... The internet, y'all seen a different side of us because we knew how to... But that was my, I was new too, so he knew, really knew how to manipulate the views and put me on, but like,
yeah.
He's cool, like, it wasn't,
so everything, because
he do get femme sometimes,
he get very,
he do,
I'm like, oh, he is catty,
yeah, like, he do get femme, but he also is like, when he's down to earth and not on the internet, he's a very, like, I'm not gonna say masculine, but he's very him, he's him. Like, it reminds me of me in a way. It's like, he not masculine, but he not feminine. And then his mom, I love his mom. So, like, I really miss that bitch. Like,
okay, period.
Well, you miss their family?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Now, 50 is dumb cute. Hello, my little list of baby daddies from the social media. Ace, Andy. I'm fucking weak.
All right, outside. You guys are-
So, the streets got you.
Who?
The streets got you?
No.
So,
I'm down there, Mary. I'm just looking for a spawn donor at this point. I can't do it without y'all. Okay.
So I do got a question though. So like, when you have a public relationship and you know, like, it's making y'all money, it looks good. It's like, we're going make. It's crazy because you just like even said like y'all know how to make things look great. Is it y'all responsibility to explain the breakup, to like explain the beef, because like y'all done put y'all done put everything else out on the forefront?
I feel like yes and no. Yes, because you did decide to do that, and I'm not even gonna get into that because it
you're contradicting yourself. My
no,
right now.
Because the no goes into you don't have to necessarily explain yourself to nobody, like
yeah.
Like you said, social media is a place that you go to share things with. It's not a place where you have to go to share things. Like, those apps were created for pleasure, not because you need to do it. So if I feel like being in a relationship with somebody tomorrow and posting them and then breaking up with them the next week, I don't have to explain that to you hoes.
Yeah.
I don't have to. Right. And even though I call you hoes, I might be the biggest one. I don't have to explain that. But then again, like, marketing-wise, I'm going to explain it because I'm going to get that brand.
And that's the crazy thing that I was saying is, like, although, like, a lot of people be beefing on the internet, when you realize, like, bruh, the beef gets more views than everything else. It's like low-key.
Yeah.
Bitch, I got fingers down. Every finger is going to be a clip. Yeah. Hello, bitch.
Yeah.
1,000. 2,000. 3,000.
Yeah.
Bitch, I might add another hand on that bitch. Run that back.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, bitch, why we not beefing?
We about to start a real beef. Bro. I thought about that a couple times.
Like, let's start a storyline.
Hello.
No, but I respect you for admitting that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because it is what it is. I don't give a fuck about what nobody say, honestly.
Yeah.
And I love that for you as well. You feel me?
It was a point to where I was giving a fuck a little too much. But then, you know, as time goes on, it's like, okay, like, you have to get back into not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Social media is a game. It really is. If you catch the algorithm, you catch it. If not, you don't. And you just got to move. You got to continue.
They was on your ass when you spoke about Gio breaking up with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What made you speak on that?
They
was on your ass like,
the
who
reason why
asked
I spoke,
you
ace? What
made you speak on it?
I spoke on it because, like, first of all, I'm an influencer, so whatever comes across my For You page, I have the right to speak on whether you like it the fuck or not. Sometimes people need to get a voice of reasoning that they wouldn't expect to come in, because then that's also going to get me more views. Because, bitch, they didn't expect me to speak on him and his relationship, but it's like...
They did, though.
I wasn't doing it out of ill intent or, like, tearing him down. I was just doing it as, like, a genuine person for real, because, like, I really do feel like Gio's lost. I really do feel like if Gio was to get away from his crowd of people, things would be a lot different than how he moves and acts, because that's... I don't know.
Like, lost how?
Just lost as in, like, needs to find out who he really is, not who he wants to portray for social media, like, or for his friends or for people. Because even when we got into that big altercation, when it did happen, like, if he didn't have the internet or the people that was behind him in his ear, that would have never happened. We would have never fought, went to jail, did all that.
Girl.
Like, it would have been, we would probably been cool to
y'all
this
was
day.
At the courthouse.
It was too much.
I was like, free Ace.
It was too much.
What my
it
baby daddy doing? Much. Let me go get him. Where are you at right now? I don't know if you're Houston, Nashville. Where are you at? I'm about to come get you.
But it's just influence, outside influence. Like, I think that things would be a little different. But people are there. You got to just let people learn. People young, like, we all still young.
Y'all are all still young.
We are all literally
young. That's
what
gives me the biggest grace. And I don't know none of y'all from a can of fucking paint. I just be on here and like, I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. Swipe, like, keep going, baby. But do you feel like people think when you speak on an ex that you still got feelings for them? And do you still got feelings for Gio, which is why you spoke up? Because you're really saying it from, like, I want better for you type of energy, in a sense, and like in retrospect, like, Gio, you blah, 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 you better than that. You need to get around better people. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, kind of got feelings, low key, hypey.
Yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
I wouldn't say like I have feelings for him to where it's like, oh, I have feelings for you. I want to get together. I don't want to see you with nobody else. But it's feelings to like, I genuinely want to see you do good now.
Yeah.
You care about
like,
him.
Yeah. It's not like, because I know what we, even though, like, all the shit that happened, how it happened, I still know that, like, at the end of the day, he could be a genuine person. Like, we still shared shit together that was, like, we still shared shit. And half of the shit that we shared didn't even make it to the internet. So, like, I know the type of person he could potentially be and that he showed me. So, it's like, of course, I care for him. I want him to do good. I don't think I should hold ill intent for him, but... As far as, like, me caring for him in a way of, like, oh, I want you to do better so we can get back together.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather just be on a friendly tip and, like, we pass, we can say hey and not, bitch, are we finna fight or what?
That's big of you, because I don't wish none of my exes well. Hey, all you bitches deserve y'all karma.
I was just about to ask something that just contradicted everything, so I feel like I know your answer.
I'm playing, y'all.
But I was going to ask, like, once you love somebody, do you always love them? Not saying you want to be with them.
That's a super valid question. I like that question.
Because I'm not going to lie. Everybody I love, I still like... Got love for them.
Yeah.
I don't have in to, love, I don't right? have to communicate yeah. with them or nothing. But I want the best with them. Yeah. I know I was your best, but outside of me...
Yeah. Hello. That's how I look at it too. I was your best, but you're going to do good.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to do good.
Like, if you see
that.
Somebody...
You're going to get better, I agree you're going to do that. Good.
Yeah. Got nothing... What Tupac say? Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the blacker the berry, the sweeter.
Oh, no. I got enough love for you. Do your thing. I ain't mad at you. That's real shit. All my exes.
That's real shit, though. Yeah,
but you still, is. But it's still love? Mm-hmm. Or it's like.
Yeah.
Now, he probably would say something a little different. Like, he's probably going to take him a few layers.
Gio, come on up here and get your side of the story.
I'm not saying in love, though, but it's like, yo.
It's love. Like.
It's hard like to not give a fuck.
And
about
you're so disappointed because you wish things would have went differently. Like right. even outside of like even when we linked back up, what disappointed me the most is because I would vividly remember telling him we don't have to be on we linking back up to get back together. We can be friends.
Yeah,
we can be friends. But it was just the whole thinking that you was gonna lead me on and then go back with not. It was just too much.
Yeah,
like don't use me as a placement holder because bitch, when it not. I'm not going
to say that. But you had to learn for yourself, though, with that experience. Because a lot of times, it's really just building the experience. Like, the person you are today is not the person you were last month, the month before that. So, really, all that shit you went through helped you be a better ace.
Yeah.
All them bitches that play me helped me be a better brand. Yeah. Okay? So, thank you. And, like, retrospect, like, thank you next.
Hello,
Ariana Grande, Grande shirt.
Calm down, Bria. Calm down.
I hate you.
Calm down, Bria.
I hate y'all.
Nah, this was fun. All right, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to do guidance with the gay guys, okay? Mm-hmm. This is where our viewers write us in for advice, and today you're going to give them advice. Because I feel like you got some good advice to give, bitch. You didn't make no lie. You only 22.
You
done been here before, okay?
You are grown.
I can't wait to see you on Broadway. Hey, I'm a fan, bitch. First and foremost, I don't care to be a dick rider. Call me what y'all want. I fuck with Ace B. King.
As you should. Yeah. Okay? I love that.
Yeah.
When I get my first million, I'll treat you.
Just give me a little song.
Can I get dinner?
Give me some.
Can
I get a baby? I don't need nothing else besides a baby and some child support, okay?
I mean, we'll definitely buy tickets to your Broadway show.
Yeah.
We'll support for sure. I'm gonna be on stage one day.
Okay.
I want to see that for you so bad because, like, I just feel like in life, we get so distracted by, like, the noise, the outside shit. But when you get in tune with your core and your purpose...
It feels so different.
It feels good. And a lot of people don't even get that recognition. Like, for you to understand, like, what you're here for, people don't ever feel like they're here for a reason.
Right.
So if you ever got that recognition, like, yo, I'm here to do this, do that, like, that's powerful within itself because a lot of people don't even get to that point.
Hello?
A lot of niggas out here lost in the motherfucking sauce.
Hello?
All right, guys, from the gay guys. I just want to ask a question. Like, why did my stud girlfriend of 2 years send me a video of her getting dicked down by a nigga? All I see is that mess over and over in my head. This maybe would explain the reason she wouldn't even hold the door for me sometimes. I'm curious. I need answers from the gay gods.
First of all, if anybody sent me a video of you getting fucked by somebody else, it's weird as hell.
It's weird, yeah.
But... Go ahead, Ace.
That pissed me off. I feel like it is weird, but I'm not even... Like, it's not even no but to it. It's weird. So, yeah, you're definitely content and feeling some type of way. But, you know, some people feel comfortable, like, especially dealing with studs and seeing how they prosper into their feminine ways sometimes after you deal with them. It's kind of like maybe some... People like this safe space. I'm just going to say
You know what, Ace? People I respect like your opinion, space. But fuck that bitch. Don't never send me no shit. Are you fucking sucking, kissing, licking any other person?
Like, was that an
period?
Accident? Are you meant to do that? Because that's crazy.
Because if you meant to do it, you was
Why
trying to tell
send
me
that
something.
Video?
If you meant to do it, you was trying to tell me,
you
like,
want a
hey,
threesome.
I like, yeah. You Ooh. Want a threesome or you like getting penetrated?
First of all, did you send this to me on purpose?
Right.
This is my grown answer. I'm sorry, y'all. I gave y'all
my grown answer. Everybody grace.
All right. This is my grown answer. You sent it to me on purpose? They said yes. Okay. What are you trying to tell me with this? You want me to know that you want dick?
Yeah.
All right, bitch. So what, you want a third person or you want to fuck with a dude? Why are you laughing? I'm trying to be grown, all right?
That's just crazy situation.
So, first of all, her saying she don't open the door, bitch, you know you was being petty, but I ain't mad at it, bitch. All right? If I was sucking dick, I want my door open for me too. All right? I ain't opening no door if I'm
sucking
dick.
It's giving subliminals.
Okay.
It's giving I want penetration and I want you to open that door too.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, be a grown ass woman and just tell me what you want.
Don't nobody want to see no video like that. That's going to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm. How ain't it? First of all.
That's messed up.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
I'll be sick about
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Anybody would be sick about it.
If I seen you fucking anybody, I couldn't unsee that. I can't
Bruh,
unsee
that's
that.
Your worst nightmare to see somebody you care about fucking somebody else.
Fucking that somebody you love.
How
like,
long was the video too? On
and then your son is taking dick.
Did y'all go to different positions?
Bitch, from the back?
Nah.
Bitch, you was on all fours?
Nah.
That would have made me sick. I hate that position anyway. It's too much. You got too much control, boo, back here. I can't stand that one. But
we friend.
Girl, prostate, join.
Let him go.
Join him.
Join him? No!
If you can't beat him, join him.
Oh!
I'm just fine.
I'm working on him. He's healing,
yeah,
not healed.
I'm healing.
He's
I'm
healing,
healing,
not healed.
Healed.
Learn okay. that. He's healing, not healed.
So, okay. All right, so the one question I would ask, as the femme, yeah. Are you bisexual? Would you be down for a threesome? Or are you a lesbian and like, bitch, if you want men, had that. Or look at y'all both drinking that. Y'all sipping y'all tea, huh?
That's my baby daddy.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. If you are bisexual and that might be something you open to, then have that conversation because it is a subliminal. If not, cut that bitch off because, bitch, why'd you on all fours?
Yeah.
On your back.
They didn't say all fours. We pitching this shit like crazy.
You on all fours or on your back or you riding the dick. Either way, all three of them is going to fuck my head up.
I would never want to see a video of.
And bitch, you got good knees?
If my stud,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's hurt on so many different levels.
If my stud had good knees.
Yeah, just imagine your stud.
Bitch, you riding it better than me.
Me, yeah, literally. Like, just imagine your stud.
I'm speaking from a femme perspective. I'm fucking weak. No.
Fran, let them go.
Disrespectful. You agree or what?
I agree. I feel
no. He don't agree. He's talking about if you can't beat him, join him.
Do what's best for you, boo.
Do what's best for you.
45. Do what's best for you, boo.
Look, we're super excited to have you. I'm super excited that you came.
We love when we get
this. Felt like
from
a regular talk. It was regular.
We
Yeah, y'all really is.
Yeah,
it's not no clout chasing.
So we say niggas, not bitches. We realize because I say we
niggas,
realize
bitches. I'm that bitch. I'm that girl. I don't give a fuck. I'm that nigga. I don't give a fuck what you want to title.
I know that's
you
right.
Feel me? But it does feel full circle to be like in here with you. Somebody mm-hmm. that was on our wish list from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be very fucking clear.
Yeah,
we rooting for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm rooting for y'all too. I like this.
Yeah,
man, it's
real kind of Broadway on the way. Broadway on the way.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're getting it. But first of all, you got the internet on lock.
Mm-hmm.
But like, ultimately, don't forget it's your peace of mind
mm-hmm.
and like your happiness. And you don't gotta explain shit to these motherfuckers. And a lot of time, it's their entertainment, but it's your real life.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta bounce that shit out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's Mr. Miyagi.
No, for real. Because
there's
even
no real life is their entertainment.
Yeah, because as much like people manipulate everything, and the next hour eating dinner with their family, not even thinking about it.
Literally.
When this is your real fucking life.
Literally.
Somebody commented on our shit. Remember the girl, the older lady was like, oh, I'm just an older lady. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But she commented like, yo, how could y'all da da da? We was like, da da da. She's like, oh, my bad. I'm just an old lady. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
We had to check her.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
fuck is
this is chess,
about?
Not checker.
Yeah.
Hello?
Ah!
I did that, bitch. Because look, They don't.
That was cute. That's all that DJing. What's going on? What's going on?
I should be a rapper at this point. At the end of the day, it's your life. They're entertainment. At the end of the day,
shout out to Nashville. I'm about to come home. Y'all saying I used to be at TSU a lot. You feel me? I'm about to come home.
Oh, you were outside. Okay.
I was outside.
You was outside.
I know all about the goddamn.
Homecoming just got shot up.
No.
Yes, they shot up again.
All right, y'all, on that note, it's the No Homo Show. We out.
Bye.
Damn, someone got shot up.
I miss Nashville.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Gay. Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/thenohomoshow right now.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.